Hey guys, it's Tuesday, and Luke 23 is where we will be spending some time today. And we want to go back here to this account of Jesus and the carrying of his cross to Calvary or to Golgotha. And this person comes into the story. In several of the Gospels, we see this guy named Simon of Cyrene. It says here today in Luke 23:26, it says, as the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. Now, a couple things I want to point out to you here is it says here in Luke that they seized Simon from Cyrene. When someone is seized, they are captured or they are forced. So the first thing I want you to recognize is that Simon of Cyrene was made to carry Jesus's cross. And it says he was on his way from the country. And so who was this Simon of Cyrene? Kind of like Jesus of Nazareth is the Jesus, the guy named Jesus. That was from the hometown of Nazareth. Now, this guy is Simon of Cyrene. So who was this guy? Well, first of all, we need to remember that this was the Passover weekend. So this was a Jewish holiday weekend where thousands of Jews diverged upon Jerusalem. And I think that it is presumable to think that Simon of Cyrene was a Jew who had traveled to Jerusalem for this holy weekend. Now, Cyrene was in Libya. Now, if you look on a map, Libya is west of Egypt, and Egypt is west of Israel. So this guy had traveled, it seems, a great distance for this weekend. Have you ever really, when you've read this, and maybe you haven't read it, but those of you who have read this, have you ever really stopped to think about this guy that played a role in the crucifixion story? In the story of Calvary, you've got this guy. This is the one and only time that we hear about Simon of Cyrene. There's lots of Simons in the Bible, that this particular guy played a huge role. Now, it might beg the question, it did for me, why would they make somebody else carry Jesus's cross? I know that men who were condemned to death from the Romans were often made to carry their cross beam of their cross to wherever they're being crucified. That was a pretty common practice. Why didn't they, as brutal as they had been to Jesus, why didn't they make Jesus carry his cross? You know, I don't know for sure, but knowing the Old Testament prophecies that tell how horribly he'd be beaten, knowing the things that were done to him and being punched and slapped and beaten and bruised and just ripped to shreds, there's a really good chance Jesus wouldn't be able to carry this 30 or 40 pound cross beam all the way to Golgotha. Now, we see in movies, we saw all different things that happen there. I think we need to really focus in on the scriptures here. But you've got this guy that is forced to carry Jesus's cross. What a role he played. What impact would this have on Simon of Cyrene for the rest of his life? Have you ever thought about that? I think the impact really depends on whether he trusted Jesus or not. And I would guess that he was either extremely angry and resentful that he was forced to carry this guy's cross who claimed to be God in human flesh, or maybe, just maybe, he was absolutely honored to carry it because he had heard about Jesus and he put his trust in Jesus. I guess a third option would be maybe he carried it to Calvary and watched what happened there and then became a believer. We'll never know, at least this side of heaven. I'd like to know what he told his grandkids about when it came to this event. You know, we all get the opportunity that Simon of Cyrene had. We all get the opportunity to carry a cross. In fact, we're asked to carry a cross if we're going to follow Jesus. It's not Jesus's cross, it's our cross. And that's Jesus's words there. If you look in Matthew 16, and Jesus says, whoever wants to be my disciple must do two things: deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. You go back here to Luke 23. As the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon of Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. He followed Jesus with Jesus's cross. And here in Matthew 16, he says, if you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciple, deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. You know, we're all given a cross to bear. It does not come without difficulties to follow Jesus. But what are you going to tell those who come after you about carrying a cross for Jesus? Something to think about today. I'll be back with you tomorrow on Wednesday.